people are hungry to hear about Hawaiians and Hawaiian culture.
Kumuhula Roselle Kili'ihonipua Bailey created Recalling Hawaii as an immersion experience in Hawaiian culture. After well-received performances in Europe, Bailey's bringing the saga to Oahu this weekend. Beginning with po, the primordial blackness, Bailey stirs the concepts of the Kumulipo, the Hawaiian creation chant.
In the Kumulipo, it says man comes from the wali wali, which comes from the sea.
What is wali wali?
The slimy, slippery stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that comes from the sea.
Ah.
So that's why we're saltwater mostly. Our poetry and stories, they're science. One just has to know how to interpret it.
Bailey says the first half of the program celebrates the value of water, beginning with the celebrated chant, The Waters of Kane. It's sort of a query and response epic.
In the program, we take the whole question, He ui, he ni nau, he ui aku wanau ya owe. Aia I hea kawaia kane. A query, a question I have for you. Where is the water of kane? This is the children. Then the matua
parents
say, Aia I kahikina kala, puka I hae hae. Aia I laila kawaia kane. It is in the east where the sun rises. There is the water of kane.
This question I ask of you, where, pray, is the water of kane? On the ridges steep, out there with the floating sun, where the cloud forms rest on ocean's breast, in the ghost-pale cloud form, in the driving rain. And it says here, in the heavenly bow. What does that mean?
It's a phenomena that starts with a certain kind of light and wind, where you can see, as the waves break in the mists, rainbows. Ika pū nohu, ika ua koko, ika leva leva, aia I laila kawaia kane.
There is the water of kane. This poem makes you aware of all the forms that kane takes.
Yes, exactly. The last verse says that it is in the ground and it is our life, literally and figuratively. If we don't take care of these forms, then we also lose part of our life.
Recalling Hawaii is the theme. What kind of feeling are you talking about?
First of all, the feeling is to have space. Space gives people a chance to stretch, not only physically stretch, mentally stretch, and emotionally stretch, and come back into themselves. This island doesn't have space.
We're trying to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do it together.
Yes, we do.
Recalling the sweetness, the spontaneous generosity of old Hawaii is a touchstone. Kind of makes you wonder what conditions those feelings require. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.